sounds like us teenagers.
Doesn't it? Or drunk.
Yeah.
If, let's say you wanted to tell your boy to go out and bring in something. Say, don't bring a load, just bring...
Oh, a little, I guess.
We were talking about barrels. What would you call a little one about this tall?
Small barrel, I guess.
Maybe nails would come in it.
Or a keg.
Uh-huh.
A beer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought of asking that with beer.
Yeah, it would be familiar.
I got started here on, well, just before we stopped prohibiting. So, if you had a jug or something, what would you close it with? What would
you call it? Cork.
Cork? And what if this were made out of rubber?
I don't know.
And if you wanted to fill a jug, what would you put in the top first?
Oh, a funnel.
When you were a boy, did you have one of those musical instruments that you put up to your mouth and suck?
Harmonica?
Yeah. Was this the term you used as a boy?
Sweet potato? That's a different thing. That's the thing you blow on.
I could never play one of those things. I could get three or four notes and drive my parents crazy.
Yeah. I think that, gee, that's easy. I'd hear somebody else, and I'd go buy one and just, I'd try a day or so and not give it up.
Yeah. I think I had about half a dozen of those. It used to make me so mad because they were so cheap.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd blow a while, and pretty soon, somehow or other, it'd get broken. When I wasn't around, it would be broken.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those things that you twang with your thumb?
Yeah, let's see, what do they call those? I sure did. That was really great. Juice harp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I had more of those than I did sweet potatoes.
Gosh, it's been a long time since I even saw one of those.
I found one a couple of years ago down in the city and thought, gee, I gotta have one
of
those.
Just my kids would think that's really great.
Yeah, that's what I thought, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can play with it when I finish, kids.
Yeah.
Just made my lips sore and my teeth got loose. They're just as bad as they were.
Yeah.
With a wagon, what would you call the part that sticks out in the
tongue.
Front? And if you have a, here's one of those old ones. If you have a buggy, a one-horse buggy, where you have the two things that go on the side of the horse.
Oh, they race with those, don't they?
Yeah.
They race. I don't know.
And with a buggy, what did they use to make the horses go faster?
Buggy whip. So many of these things are not even in use today.
Yeah.
And a person like a teenager, if it was pretty young, would never have even heard of most of these things, I guess.
That's right. It's interesting that some of the old people say when they were young, the buggy whip used to be the status symbol.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a $30 buggy whip. Some young fellow wants to show off.
Yeah.
Buys a good buggy whip.
All these things I had no association with it. They're just words that I've heard my folks say, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your children may not even hear them at all.
Yeah, because I haven't said them, and some of these things I can't even remember because they haven't been used in so long.
Yeah, this is one thing I run into constantly when I'm dealing with these old words. I wouldn't know half of them myself. But still, I guess it's worthwhile to see if it's still in the young people.
Oh, yeah, you can trace as it goes clear out of usage that way.
Some of them are really dying quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are all but dead. The old people just dimly remember them. Terms for haying and things like this and cutting wheat and stuff like that. And this one, now, if you have a wheel, say a wheel on a buggy or a wagon, where there's a metal part on the outside.
Rim.
That's the rim.
Uh-huh.
And then inside that, there's a wooden part.
The spokes?
Well, and the spokes fit into another wooden piece.
I don't believe I know what that would be called.
Yeah, this is sometimes called the rim, sometimes called the felly or the felloes.